swelled unbroken, I stood and listened hard. Had the earth just spoken, or was that the breath of God? Florida's soulful prayer, full of mystic and emotion, from the air, from the ground, from the gulf to the ocean. I heard the salty waves beat to the ocean's lullaby. Sand squeaked beneath my feet, a seagull laughed its high. The turtles plopped, the rains drip drop, a manatee's high squeal. A sunburned makes a whistle stop, its every note surreal. This unquiet earth sings songs that shouldn't cease. Strains of music giving birth to a mighty masterpiece. We listen to the music, but we don't sing along. We listen to the music, but we never hear the song. Lonely panther's cry disturbed a Woodstock conversation. Startled and perturbed, they chatted their frustration. It didn't seem to matter to a nearby resting grackle. They joined a chipmunk's chatter with its own throaty cackle. Hollow trees turned into drums, the wood thrush played a flute. Hummingbirds joined in with hums and now just gave a hoot. Sounds sometimes hilarious or full of gloom and woe, like throb of Stradivarius or ring of old banjo. This unquiet earth sings songs that shouldn't cease, strains of music giving birth to a mighty masterpiece. We listen to the music, but we don't sing along. We listen to the music, but we never hear the song. And they might sound uninspiring, each musician all alone, but united and untiring, with their harmonies full blown, all day and all night long. From this unpretentious band comes a hopeful, haunting song of a last frontier's last stand. Where we find it, then lose it, though it echoes on and on. Where we change it, confuse it, hear the melody all wrong. Where we never quite belong, where we dream of what has been, or will we listen for the song we might never hear again?